KVOE's Newsmaker 2 segment is underway here this Tuesday morning, and we're pleased to have with us Newman Regional Health Chief Executive Officer Kathy Pimple as our morning show continues. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm well. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us here today. We have a developing story here with Newman Regional Health and a public meeting that is now scheduled November 21st at the Municipal Courtroom, as the hospital has requested a text change in Emporia's zoning code. And Kathy, I guess we might as well just lead off as to what is leading to this text code request that's going to go before the Planning Commission here later this year.
Absolutely. So Chuck, our board of directors, as well as our medical staff and executive team, have had just some recent discussions about the potential of an ambulatory surgery center being built in our community, and just understanding the impact to the essential services that are important to our community. We've had just some lengthy consideration about what steps to take to safeguard our community hospital.
Okay, we're talking about safeguarding. What concerns specifically, Kathy, do you have? What services would this new facility provide?
A couple things that we have to, again, consider. Hospitals, one thing just, again, to understand is that hospitals provide essential services like emergency room services as well as obstetrics and our inpatient care. And all of that care comes as really a loss, a financial loss to the hospital healthcare system. Other services that the hospital provide are on the outpatient side, things like lab and imaging and procedures within our surgical services lines. And what is important is those lines actually create revenue that is needed to counterbalance those essential services.
So, again, what services would they be, this new group, be providing here in Emporia? What specific service is that?
Yep.
As far as you know.
Yeah. So we have had just some initial discussion with leadership of Stormont Vail, and they are looking at bringing potentially, is what was shared to us anyway, cardiology. So bringing a cath lab as well as a GI lab to do endoscopy procedures, and then orthopedics. Those are all services that we currently provide locally of high quality with just highly skilled providers. Unfortunately, that would provide duplication that would pull revenue out from our system.
Have you projected how much revenue that might be?
We did. So we did a financial analysis, and we're looking at about $6 to $7 million of revenue.
So the I'm going to talk about the text change here and bring that up here in just a second, but how long has this been, being under development here, from, contact here with Stormont Vail, and really the response that you've been formulating here that's led to the text change that's now out in front of the public?
So I think, again, having a large hospital private system come into our community has always potentially been a threat. We've seen this happen in other communities, and actually other communities similar to Newman Regional Health and Emporia within Kansas have had to really to face the same type of threat. Our recent communications with Stormont Vail, though, those conversations actually happened in August, so not too long ago.
So you did hear personally from Stormont Vail that they have planned on and are planning on doing this?
We did sit down with their leadership. Our executive team met with their executive team, and they shared their strategic growth plan with us, yes.
Kathy Pimple is again joining us here with Newman Regional Health. A text change request has been put out by the hospital for the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission. There will be a public hearing coming up November 21st, 6 o'clock at the Municipal Courtroom to set the table for Planning Commission discussion and ultimately City Commission discussion here later. Kathy, I guess the question arises is how, in general terms, because it's lengthy, and we'll have it for folks on KVOE.com to take a look at here later today, but how does this text change how is it designed to protect the hospital from something like this specific project, if it goes forward, or something else to maybe come later on?
Sure. So the zoning text change that's going to be in front of the Planning and Zoning Committee and eventually our city commissioners for consideration really is an effort to protect the community asset and just, again, the health and well-being of Emporia, Lyon County, and the surrounding areas. What the text change specifically does is it defines licensed medical facilities, and it allows for local control to evaluate the services that would be provided with an outside entity bringing in a medical licensed facility, such as an ambulatory surgery center. It would allow that evaluation of services, and if those services were deemed to be unduly not necessary and duplicative, then it gives the city the opportunity, the legal right, to say, no, we're not going to issue a conditional use permit, just in order to safeguard our community's ability to provide safe and quality care.
And the thing that strikes me about this is not just those general terms, but the burden of proof here is on whoever would be coming in to demonstrate the type of services that they would be providing with these specific requests, and then also with how it would really serve what I think is called an inadequate need, if that is indeed the case. So the burden of proof is not on Newman Regional Health. It's not on the city boards that will be looking at it. It is on whoever would be making these applications.
That is correct, Chuck. That is correct. The text change, again, certainly does not limit new services coming into the community. It is those that, again, are unnecessary because they're already being provided within the community.
And Kathy Pimple, Newman Regional Health CEO, with us here on KVOE. Kathy, how would you respond to those who may say, hey, this is free enterprise. They should be able to come in here and do what they need to do if they have a business. All other businesses in town have competition. How would you respond to that?
I would respond in that what is in front of us is just, again, it's the health and the safety of Emporia. Healthcare is, again, it's a complex delivery system the finances don't operate like retail. I think, again, we have to remember that it's our hospital that's providing those essential services that come at a cost. So to safeguard the revenue that counterbalances that is going to be important for our community.
You mentioned a potential annual loss anywhere between $6 and $7 million. How long could the hospital go on with books like that?
Well, the hospital would certainly need community support through the county taxpayers. So without additional support from our taxpayers, we would probably look about 6 months until we were out of cash.
Kathy, one of the things that I see here, there's several different undertones or at least connecting threads here with this particular situation that strike me, and one of which happens to be the community ownership of Newman Regional Health versus an incoming for-profit operation like Stormont Vale at this point in time. That's one of the things that comes up. The other one is a question about whether this signals a cooling relationship between Stormont Vale and the hospital in general, because there has been a working relationship between the two entities for quite some time. And if that is the case, whether that extends to the Stormont Vale physicians who are already here.
Chuck, one of the things that I think is important to our board, to our leadership, and to the medical staff, as well as the community, is just to recognize that our local Stormont Vale Emporia providers and just the value that they bring and have brought for decades to our community. They are physicians who live within our community and have cared for many of the great people in Emporia. So that's, again, very important. These discussions are happening between our board and Stormont Vail's board, as well as our executive team and Stormont Vail's executive team.
So are you're still in contact with Stormont Vail as far as any possible negotiations?
Absolutely. We understand and value collaboration, and we'll continue to speak with Stormont Vail leadership and how we can partner together to ensure the health and the safety of our community.
Prior to this step, maybe you can delineate exactly kind of what the partnership has been for a long period of time, and at least up until August, really what the roles were for Newman Regional Health and Stormont Vail. Obviously, you'll see the physicians with the Stormont Vail logo by their name, but really, how has the partnership worked to this point?
Mm-hmm. So I think in some ways we've coexisted together for several years, but certainly Stormont Vail has placed primary care and also OBGYN. So our obstetricians and, again, our OBGYN physicians are employed by Stormont Vail. So they've certainly provided a great resource in providing us excellent physicians in our community. As far as, again, collaborating on and within service lines, I don't think that we've had anything formal together. We've have come to the table a few times, and we've recognized that there's value in that, and that's what we'll continue to work towards as we move forward, is what that looks like.
And the Planning Commission here in Emporia will be considering a text amendment proposed by Newman Regional Health to the recently adopted zoning regulations that would do a lot of modifying. Proposed text amendment public hearing is coming up Tuesday, November 21st at 6 p.m. in the City Municipal Courtroom on Mechanic Street, and we're with Newman Regional Health CEO Kathy Pimple. So the relationship between Newman Regional Health and Stormont Vail, would you consider it, has it been good, Kathy, from your vantage point?
You know, I can only really speak to the last 3 years. I've had the opportunity to work with Stormont Vail leadership, and I would say that we have had a good relationship. We've been able to come together and certainly be collegial. I would call again some of their leadership. Certainly my colleagues. I've had the opportunity to work outside of even opportunity that's not within our healthcare system. I think it is certainly our responsibility to, again, figure out what the next right thing is for our community together, and I think we will be able to.
Kathy, what's the message that you want to share with our listeners here today, here in Emporia, Lyon County, neighboring counties that you serve, when it comes to, say, the role of Newman Regional Health for them medically, the level of care that they receive here, and the future of the hospital with this coming out to light?
Yeah. So I would just say that Newman Regional Health, we play a crucial role in providing health care services to our local communities. I will over and over say how fortunate we are to have highly skilled physicians, primary care, specialty physicians who live and work within our community, providing not only elective care, but also that life-saving care in our emergency room and again, certainly within the walls of the hospital as well. Individuals that have been dedicated to this community and to the health of this community for many, many years.
Kathy, how dire is this situation if it were to go through? I mean, they shared that this was a part of their master plan. I'm talking about Stormont Vail. Any indication from them how soon they would want to move on something like this? Anything you're aware of?
We did have a very just short conversation about that. I'm not certain their timeline. I do know that they've been working with their medical staff and just reconstructing the space. So I know they certainly have a decision to make whether they remain within the medical office building currently and continue to lease space, or if they will be building new medical office space somewhere in the community. If I know currently, so again, that sets some type of time frame for them because they do lease space from the hospital.
I mentioned how dire this situation could possibly be. We could lose what at Newman Regional Health? Could we lose? Is there a possibility of losing Newman Regional Health?
Gosh, that's a tough thing to respond to. I think nope. So again, Newman Regional Health is it is here to stay. We certainly if an ambulatory surgical center was placed, or an imaging center was placed in our community, we would look different. I do believe that we would look different. It would have an impact on some of our programs potentially.
So you could be losing some services.
Yeah, we potentially could lose some services, or the services could look different.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Kathy, what else would you like to tell the community here about this situation going forward and the strength of the hospital?
I think I would just, again, share. I've had the opportunity to now really live and work and again, raise a family in this community over the last 35 years is what I've been in Emporia. And having the opportunity to walk the halls of our campus and throughout our campus at Newman Regional Health is such a privilege. The people that work at Newman Regional Health and are part of Newman Regional Health, whether they're employed by the hospital or not, are such servants to our community. And they, again, work very hard to bring just high quality to the care of this community.
Certainly do. Well, Kathy, welcome to the CEO role at Newman Regional Health. Right off the top, you haven't been in the job that long, but your feet are right in the fire now. You know, unfortunately, with something like this, you have to deal with. But Kathy, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us. And being so transparent with this, I know this is not an easy process, but hopefully we'll be able to continue to reach you and keep people abreast of what might be coming later on, because it does seem to be moving fast-trackish, doesn't it?
Yep.
It is. We appreciate your time, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Absolutely.
Best of luck with us.
Thank you both.
Newman Regional Health Chief Executive Officer Kathy Pimple, our Newsmaker 2 guest here this Tuesday morning.